this morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ashaki and I'm an addict. I don't know who he introduced, but it's all good. It's always a pleasure to be in a house full of people who are just like me, you know. I'm grateful. I'm real grateful for the program of Narcotics Anonymous. And I have no remorse about walking in the doors. And I'm so glad that my predecessors, you know, stayed around long enough to keep a seat just for me. You know, it's early morning. It's a lot of empty seats, thank God. You know, but guess what? The early bird gets the worm. You know, and when I was asked to share, I always have to take a few minutes to reflect on my personal recovery. Reflections are good. And when the young lady asked me, I was like, all right, I'm going to call you back. Because that's how I do. I need to talk about it. I need to process it myself because I like to carry the message of recovery. Somebody carried it for me. So this is real, real near and dear to my heart. The passion for Narcotics Anonymous and saving people's lives are real important. I'm from the east of the river neighborhood in Washington, D.C. And if anybody knows anything about urban cities and the way drugs and alcohol run rampant in our communities, and if you're in these rooms, you're in the right place. And if you're carrying a message, you're really, really doing the right thing. Our topic today is, Murray did this to me, I'm gonna tell about herself one day, but the destination. It's not the destination. It's the journey. As I pondered on this topic, I kept saying to myself, wow, wow, wow. And I sat down and I thought about it and I prayed about it and that's a big part of my recovery, prayer and meditation. The journey to getting to Narcotics Anonymous for me wasn't easy. Because I'm hard-headed. I know everything. So it wasn't nothing that you guys could have told me. It wasn't nothing that you could have told me. So when I first came around, you know what I did? I gathered up all the books, all the literature, all the everything I can get so I can read about this thing. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to study Narcotics Anonymous. As if I didn't have enough studying when I was out there, you know. And I kept saying to myself, I don't think this thing worked with just one person. Yeah, because when it was time to hit the steps, you can't do those alone, you know. So when I think about the destination, it reminds me of when I was a child and we had these little coloring books or puzzle books, if you will, and there was these things in there called connect the dots, right? And in me, I like connect the dots, right? So when I think of the topic, it's not the destination, it's the journey. So every little dot on connect the dots for me was a destination, right? So in my everyday living and how I got to the place where I am now, I had to stop and want some spots. I had to go to some destinations. And that line that connects the dot, that's the journey, right? So getting here, of course, wasn't easy for anybody. And I can remember when I got here, I said, well, I'm just going to stay clean. I don't need to do no steps. I don't need to be talking to nobody. I don't need nobody in my business, you know. But the business ain't mine, you know. Because in order for me to stay clean, I need to come clean. Now, we're talking about getting to another destination. When I was out there doing what I was doing, the destinations were easy. They were easy. You knew exactly Let me keep the focus on me. I knew exactly what I was going to do next to do what I needed to do. To get to the next destination. And that's what I did. And I thought it wasn't hurting nobody but me. Fooled me. I've been around here coming up on 13 years. To think about the years I used according to the years that I've been clean, it's a miracle. It's really a miracle. I think about why I came to Narcotics Anonymous and what Narcotics Anonymous has done for me. And in all actuality, it always brings me back to point A, the beginning. I wanted to do what they were doing, and that's what I did. Narcotics Anonymous afforded me a new way of life. You know, because I wouldn't have never known how to live and how to grow up and how to do some things if I wouldn't have came in here and took some suggestions after gathering the literature and reading the books and not doing those step work boosts. You know? But the reality of it is just this. I'm on this journey. There's going to be many more destinations that I have to stop at. And according to our literature, these are the growing pains that you got to go through in order to keep on living. If I allow the things that I've done before I got in here to push me back out there, then, you know, I'm no good to nobody. I grew up in a family. I got a big family. I got four sisters and four brothers. And I grew up in the inner city of Washington, D.C. And I kept telling myself, honey, I ain't doing none of that. You know, you walk past the corner, you see them on the corner nodding, you know, doing all kinds of stuff. We used to call them winos, not knowing what the, you know, what the condition was. And growing up in my household was the best experience of life that I could have gotten. You know, having four sisters and four personalities to deal with, having four brothers and four more personalities to deal with, then you got your mama and your daddy, you know. They afforded me the opportunity to learn some things about myself early in life. And I come from that family that we stick and we stay. And it wasn't until I got here to Narcotics Anonymous that I had to learn how to just stay. And when I say just stay, I mean stay in the moment. When I stay in the moment, it helps me to understand the situation that I'm in. I no longer need to rush to the next. I can't do it. I need to stay in it in order to grow through it, in order to understand who Ashaki really is. And in doing that, I got a sponsor. That has a sponsor that have allowed me the opportunity to do some step work and get to know myself. And I can't say that since I've been in Narcotics Anonymous ain't nothing been wrong. You know good and well that ain't true. You know what I'm saying? See, because I take matters back into my own hands. I play the hokey pokey, you know, with my faith, and I say, oh, I can go out here and do it on my own. And a couple of years ago, I took it and I did exactly what I wanted to do, right? And it landed me exactly where I didn't want to be. You know what I'm saying? I decided that my good government job wasn't good enough, right? It just wasn't good enough. I had worked for the government for 30 years, you know what I'm saying? And they weren't paying me enough money. I'm going to add his name of Shockey. Yeah. So I paid myself.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, the reality of it was just this. I'm a public servant and I help people. You know? Never once was my job at jeopardy, so I thought. But what I understand is just this. If you see something, say something. Don't take matters in your own hands, Cedric. You know, you got to say something to somebody, because that's when you get in that relapse mode.
Yeah.
And it don't necessarily mean relapsing using drugs. Because see, I think I might be past that, not over it, because I think about it. But I'm talking about in other behaviors. There's some other stuff besides drugs. You know? I might would not use it, but I might not be all right when I have no money. I might not be all right with not, you know, going to the casino. You know, there's a lot to that. I took it upon myself to do the next wrong thing. Understanding that, Ashoka, you could have did the next right thing. So you suffer this consequence. That's what I mean by stay in the moment. You got to stay in the moment in order to grow through your pain. And this is a situation in an area in my life that I don't like to look at. But how you going to grow, Ashoka, if you can't look at yourself? I done gone through, set through, cried through, walked through, ran through a whole lot of stuff in my life. But I'm still here. And it's only by the God of my understanding that I understand better now, because he understands me better now, that I still do this thing. I lost my good government job. They even sent me to jail. With 12 years clean, 11 years clean. So don't say, I didn't say I came in here and got perfect. What I said was I came in here and got some help. You know, because this is a program of helping people. But that was a destination that I had to stop at. Wasn't for nobody else. And I ain't blame nobody else. You know? That was my destination. When I went up for sentencing, there's a room full of people like this. You know, people going to support you. I love people. You know. And the judge said, she said, well, after all those years of service, I really don't want to sentence you. I said to myself, please don't. I did, because in my mind, I started rationalizing the reasons why she shouldn't and what should go on. If I really wanted to take the city's money, I could have did it 30 years ago. But I wasn't there. That wasn't the destination then. When I say I stick and stay in the here and now because I need to grow through some things, that's what I mean. When she said that to me, I was like, yes. I'm standing up there. I said, whew. She said, but. She said, but. I said, all right. I stood up straight again. And she said, she paid me a great compliment, and I was grateful as a public servant. And she said, I have to do this by the guidelines. And if you know anything about the court system, I don't know what they guidelines say sometimes. They don't know what to say sometimes. They look at it and say, but I was good. She ain't blink eye. I ended up with a 20-month sentence at a woman's facility. And if you ask me if I've been to jail, I ain't been nobody's jail. I've been to a woman's boot camp that looks like a college campus. Just don't cross the line. But during that time, I had some time to think. It's dangerous going up there thinking by yourself. I had a lot of time to think about that particular situation, some other situations, and I had to reflect back to how long it took me to say, I'm a shocker and I'm an addict. Admitting that I had done something wrong, right? But I'm sitting now. Boy, am I sitting. 3 pair of pants, 1 pair of combat boots, 2 shirts, 5 pair of underwear, 2 socks. Anybody who know me know that's something wrong. But at this point, I got to follow the rules. If I had never broke the rules, I wouldn't have to follow these particular rules, and I wouldn't be sitting here with all these thoughts. And in my thinking, it brought me back to what my sponsor said. He said, Shaka, you got to be humble. Ooh-wee, that's a heavy word for me. So I look at the situation. Then I get mad at the world. How I'm on the inside calling somebody and hanging up on them. I got some nerve, right? But I say all that to say, in each place that I've gone, in all the destinations that I've stopped at, I'm all right with it. I'm okay with it because there's only one me. And the God of my understanding made me just for me. Nobody else have to walk in these shoes. And when I look at keeping on moving, I keep on moving with my head up. You know? The destination. Talk about the destination. When you're in darkness and trying to come out, how do you move through the pain and the anguish of coming back to some sort of light? Not life, light. And the only way that I found to do that is through prayer and meditation. Prayer and meditation has afforded me the opportunity to hold fast. Doing my step work and understanding that I'm now responsible for my recovery every step of the way. Ain't nobody you can blame. Ain't nobody you can blame at this point, Darnell, for your recovery. You can't do it. And if you do, Cliff, guess what? Step back. You know? I got 3 children, 1 grandbaby. I love my family. But at most times, I can't stand them. So you got to love them from a distance. I done learned some lessons about where my destination needs to take me. I ain't saying it needs to take all of us. I told you I had 4 sisters and 4 brothers. I'm almost the last. I got one down, one down. You know what I'm saying? But what I know is, on this journey right here, You can say whatever you want to say about them, don't say it to me. Let me do the talking. You just listen. Because that's part of my journey. They're part of who I am. You know what I'm saying? So I keep them near and dear to my heart. And when I pray them all up together, right? When I meditate and I'm in my space, I give them 20-fold times what I ask God for myself. Because I want them to have some stuff too. I want them to have some stuff because we connected. At some point on my journey, I'm on the destination with some of them. And because I know that he's going to take care of us all, I continue to stand fast in the moment. It's not the destination. It's the journey. The journey will continue whether you want it to or not. That's what I understand. I understand that all these destinations and all these places where I have stopped, they won't fool me. Because the God of my understanding has done for me what I couldn't do for myself. So it affords me an opportunity to step back now and take a look at some of the destinations that I think. I told you it's dangerous up there by myself. Hold up. Let me come back. Hold on. Ooh. Okay, I'm back. Okay. So, what happens is, a shark don't think too much. So, when you get those divine orders, and there's some places that you need to be, like here this morning, I was going to stand Murray up. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yep. But, what happened is, I got that divine voice. And in order to hear the voice, you got to know the voice. The God of my understanding gives me exactly what I need when I need it. But you know I'm fast, right? Always wanted just a little bit before, not after, not when he comes. But what I understand is, I got to keep on moving in spite of. It's always, y'all, I'm telling you, when I think that I'm about to do something and don't nobody know, here he come. He coming right now, Andrea. He coming. He is coming. I know he coming. Stay in the moment. When I stay in the moment, I'm all right. Today, I don't really leave out my house and don't have a destination. That's important for me. That's real important for me. I cannot leave out the door and tell my wife, I'll be right back. Y'all don't understand that. Woo, you don't understand the half of that one. I can't just get up, get the keys. Oh, that's right, I ain't got no car, so I got to ask for the keys. Okay. I can't just get up and go out with no destination. That's what I used to do. You know, it wasn't nobody's business where I was going then. But right now, I needed to be everybody's business. And you can't get away from you people. Just can't get away. Can't get away from y'all. Every time I turn around, oh, dang, did I see you in the meeting yesterday? Look. You know? But it's a great feeling to know that there's a lot of us out there. There's a lot of us striving for the same thing at the same time. And we're here to help Antron. We're here to help him. We really here to help him. Don't get it twisted. I ain't here to help me. Because the only way you really going to get it is you get it. And if you ain't giving it, you ain't doing it. Oh, that was my part. Oh, yeah. But that's been my experience. I said, hold on, this is my destination. I had to stop right there. Because that's what we do. That's what we do. We allow ourselves to be servants to others so that this thing can continue and continue and continue. Because if it don't, we see some empty chairs in here. The empty chairs are for the ones that didn't get up this morning to come to the meeting. The empty chairs are for the ones that are still out there using, who have not been able to come into the rooms. So we saving them a seat. We saving them a seat because somebody saved one for me. And you. You too. The destination. Coming here every year to see the fine folks and to gather and to talk and to, you know, do what we do, getting our recovery on. You know, it's been a great thing. And we do it because we have the passion for recovery. Oh, hold on. Let me keep the focus on me. I do it because I got the passion for recovery. Oftentimes, I want to be somewhere else. You know? Oftentimes, I might go to a meeting, and the first thing I do when I get in the meeting is like this. And I say, how long is meeting? That's because I want to be somewhere else. But when I was somewhere else, and there was no helping going on, I wasn't looking at the time. Plainly had a watch on. But what I understand is that's what I had to do then. But what I do now, I continuously do. I continuously take the time and stay in this process. If I ain't done nothing else consistent in my life, it's a long time too. I've done Narcotics Anonymous. You talking about save my life. I ain't here to bring you no report. I ain't here to tell you that, you know, we're going to do it some other way and all this little stuff. I'm just here to tell you, just keep on. I'm just here to tell you that every destination that you stop at, it's only for you. No matter who you have with you, no matter who you're dragging along with you, is your destination. It's your destination. Now be careful of some of the places you show up. But you can't stop them. There's a time and a place and a space in life for everything, and I believe that every one of the destinations that I had to embark on was just for me. I told you I wasn't going to do no step work when I came here. I wasn't going to get no sponsor. I was just going to go to the dances. Yeah. Play cards. But what I'm saying is, that was one of my destinations. Yes. And it was. And it helped me. But what it did for me was it allowed me the opportunity to keep coming back. It allowed me that opportunity to stay in the moment and find some peace where I was so that I can continue in this process. You gotta think about that. When you think about it and it makes sense to you, run past somebody else first. You know? Because oftentimes, thinking and it make good sense and I don't run it past nobody, then I end up places where I don't want to be. But I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because I got a God of my understanding that I understand and He understands me. And what other people think ain't none of my business. I don't care one way or another. Because that's their thinking. And in order for me to change, I had to change my thinking. And when I changed my thinking, things became a little more clear.
things became just a little more clear, because now I got a different way of thinking. The eyes that I used to look out of has changed the channel. You know? So I continue because I know no other way. They talk about learned behaviors, and when you come in here to make sure you do this and you do that, and you go get checked out and you do this and do that and you do this. But if you stay around here long enough and watch and see how the program has moved and grooved in people's lives, right? What you find is that you want to stay because you see something. I saw something in some people that I wanted. We had already stopped using drugs. But then I started seeing stuff like cars and jewelry and hat. Oh, yeah. A whole bunch of stuff. But guess what? Ain't my time. Ain't my destination. When it's my time, and it's my time, and that be my next destination per the creator, then that's what I'll do. But until then, I got to stay in the moment, kid. I got to stay right here. And when I'm right here, I'm okay with it. I'm okay because I just can't see myself living any other way. And because of Narcotics Anonymous, those three kids that I have, the little grandbaby, my wife, my four sisters, my four brothers. You know, I'm learning to love them. I'm learning to love them all over again. They gave me that. You know, they gave me a second chance to do some stuff. And that's one of the most important things in my life. It's family. You can't choose them. So since you can't choose them, you might as well take what you got. And I got a lot. You might as well take what you got. Because if you don't, then where does that leave you? You know what I'm saying? Where does it really leave you? So, I've learned not to put a period right there, Keisha. Don't put no period right there. You know, put a comma right there. Right? And when I continue to live my new way of life, I keep going, and I keep going to the next, to the next, to the next. And I say to myself on a daily basis that this is the first day of the rest of my life, because every morning when I start over, it's a new day. And as long as I keep pushing on and pressing on in this process, I feel better. I do better. I understand more. This is really not about the destination. It's really not about where I've been. It's about where I'm going and how I'm getting there. On those little connect the dot things that I was talking about, you know the picture gets completed, right? Oh no, not on this one. Not on this one. On this one, I'm still connecting the dots. I'm still drawing lines. Straight ones, curved ones. I'm still doing it. The journey will continue. And as long as I stay in this process and trust in the God of my understanding, I will be successful at what I do. Trusting in, believing in, understanding, taking some suggestions, moving on, not staying stuck. We done gone through, played through, ran through enough in our lives for us to understand that the next destination is where you want to be. The next destination to how we move on this journey is where we want to be. At least where I want to be. I like to keep the focus on me. Sometimes I get that we thing going because I think we need to do it together. And some people say the we version of the serenity prayer. I say, what? But it helps me to understand that we are in this together. And as long as we continue to do the work that we've been doing, we're going to be all right. We definitely going to be all right. I can't wrap my head around enough to say all the things that NA has afforded me. But I can guarantee you one thing for sure and two things for certain, that it's not the destination. It is truly the journey. And I'm so grateful to the God of my understanding for being on this journey. My name is Ashaki. I would like to thank you all for allowing me to say.